Start back at the beginning.
Okay.
How many years ago did you enter into law enforcement?
I started in law enforcement in July of 1977 in a small town up in northeast Iowa called Oshin, which is in Winneshiek County, just a little outside Decorah. And then July 8th, 1978, I started my career here with Carroll PD.
So not long after you got into the business where you moved here.
Yep, that's
right.
What
drew you to Carroll?
I had read about Carroll before I ever came down here. I liked what I had read. I liked what I had learned from people I spoke to about Carroll. I thought, yeah, this is a place I'd like to apply to, and so I did. And then a few months later, I was working here.
Okay, so did you bring family with you, or did you meet your family here?
No, I brought family with me. My oldest son wasn't born yet. He was born in December that same year I started. But my ex-wife and I moved down here in 1978.
And let's go back even a little bit further. Why law enforcement?
Well, that's a good question. I was kind of brought up to believe in a strong sense of justice. Some things are right, some things are wrong, and there has to be people out there to deal with the people that are doing wrong. So it was a sense of, I don't want to say duty, but kind of a calling, I guess. I really liked the idea of going out and taking care of business. So, yeah, that's why I got into law enforcement.
And when you came here, you started as a patrolman?
Right. Yeah, I started as a patrol officer. In Iowa, once you become a full-time officer, you have to attend the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy within 1 year of hiring. And so in the fall of 1978, I went to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy and graduated in early 1979. But I was a patrol officer from 1978 to 1986. I was a sergeant from 1986 to 2000, and from 2000 until today, I'm a captain.
What has kept you in Carroll?
I think mainly I just like the city. It's always been a clean city. It's been a pretty progressive city. Crime rates, thankfully, stay low. And that actually is due in large part to our citizenry. We have people that will call us and tell us when they see something odd or out of the ordinary. There's communities where that just doesn't happen. Everything's kind of cloistered. Everybody keeps to themselves. That's a very hard environment to work in if you're a peace officer. But Carroll's never been that way. We've been very forward-thinking, I think, as a community, always looking for a better way to do things, a way to improve the image, and I like that kind of thinking. So it's been fun being in Carroll.
When you leave the position, what are you going to do with yourself?
At this time, I really haven't made up my mind. My family, my wife and I, will stay in Carroll for the foreseeable future. I happen to like to restore firearms. I expect to spend a lot of time in my basement doing that sort of thing. I like precision target shooting. I'll spend probably quite a bit of time out at the range. But for right now, I don't have any other firm employment plans. I plan not to do too much for a little while.
And over the course of the years that you've worked here, tell me a little bit about what some of the duties as captain are.
They're largely administrative. Captain's duties include being in charge of training, setting training up for officers, reviewing policies and procedures, taking care of any issues that crop up day to day. I always said, if you want to be a successful captain, you have to like to drive cars back and forth to the repair shop. And attend to lots of other miscellaneous things like production of video discs. As you know, Carroll Police Department has body cameras. All of our cars have in-car cameras. And all of that stuff has to be kept track of. You have to produce videos when they're needed for court. You have to produce videos for case files. And all that is very, very time-consuming. A large part of my time is spent with the video machines, making sure all the evidence is there.
Not exactly what you pictured when you went into the academy.
No. When I went into the academy, law enforcement was an analog career. Now it's not. It's almost all digital. Yeah, it's a lot different. And in many respects, it's a lot better. There's still a need to know good old-fashioned police work, but now you apply that ability digitally rather than through an analog environment. And it works out better for us, I think.
And, of course, we've seen kind of the temperament across the country change towards mm-hmm. law enforcement mm-hmm. officers. Tell me a little bit about any experiences that you may have had in that respect as far as the people of this community are concerned.
A couple things that stand out to me right away. After the officers in Dallas were murdered earlier this year, we had a number of our citizens come to our department and bring us cookies, treats, just to show their empathy with us. And that was really greatly appreciated. Over the years, we've had people come back to us and thank us for doing the job we'd done. And that's something you don't hear a lot, at least in this line of work, because usually when people call the police, it's not a happy time. It's never anything good. So it's nice to have somebody come back once in a while and say, hey, we really appreciate what you did. I've had a couple of instances in my career where people I've arrested have actually come back and said, hey, thanks for doing that.
It was a pivotal point in their life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've told me, and not just me, but other officers have the same experience, that had they not been arrested, they thought they'd either wind up dead or in prison. And so it's nice to have them come back and say, hey, you changed my life.
Tell me about what you're most proud about in your career here at Cal.
Well, that's a good question. If I had to point to one thing that I'd say I was proud of, it would be the people that work for us, our officers. They're coming to us better and better educated over time. They're eager to learn, and they're well-disciplined. It's hard to find a department our size where you could point to the officers that work there and say, these are all a great bunch of guys and gals. But that's absolutely the case here at Carroll PD. We have some really, really fine people.
And I know you've only got a week to get everything done. So what is one thing you're going to walk out the door saying, I wish I'd gotten that complete?
I don't know that I'll leave anything on the plate when I leave. I know that the people that'll follow on behind me will do a good job filling the gap. I really can't point to anything and say, I wish I had done that differently, or I wish I had done more to do this. I feel pretty fulfilled with what's happening with my career.
That's the best time to go out then, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, I like to go out on a high note, I guess, where I feel good about what I did and people appreciate what I did. Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Okay, and I know there's probably about a million things that you'll look back on and smile about over the course of your career. But is there anything that stands out as probably one of those things that every time you think about it is going to bring a smile or a chuckle?
I've worked with a lot of great officers over the years, and I'm not sure I could point to one particular thing. We have some officers that have a really good sense of humor and aren't above pranking other officers, but I can't say there's anything that really jumps out at me.
As far as cases that you've worked on, we've had some bizarre things happen.
We have, recently. Yeah. Back on January 25th, 2002, I was involved in a little shootout up here on Clark Street. Turns out there's a federal fugitive there, and he decided to shoot it out with us. So that kind of sticks out in your mind. Many years ago, we had a case where a young child was kidnapped from their mother by a non-custodial parent. And within a few hours, we were able to figure out where the child was, recover it, and return it to the mother. That was very satisfying.
What about Naked Chimney Guy?
Yeah.
He didn't make your top 10?
No. I guess he probably would have. But yeah, there's a lot of bizarre things you see, and there's a lot of good things that you see, too. And really, the good things outweigh the bad. Bad things just tend to stick in your mind longer, I guess. But there's been plenty of good moments, too. We've got good people in this town.
What would you like to say to your colleagues?
If I were to address my colleagues, I'd say this is the thing I'll miss most about the job, is working with the people that I've had the opportunity to work with. They're just a great group of people to work with, and I will miss those day-to-day relationships with those people. If I had to select an A team of police officers, I'd draw them from the Carroll Police Department.
And what would you like to say to the people of Carroll?
It's been a blast. Thanks a ton for having me.